The video game review. The video game review. Ha ha. The video game review. Yeah. The video game review. What what? The video game review. Ha. The video game review. What what what? The video game review. The video game review.
Come on, people, now.
Video game review. Don't be hating. The video game review. That's what I have said. The video game review. Keep it real. The video game review.
Alrighty then, thank you very much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from the downtown San Francisco studios of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. And normally we talk sports here 24 hours a day, except this 1 hour, and same goes to SB Nation Radio as well. Great to be on that storied network and streaming through the websites, SBNationLive.com. Also, sportsbyline.com. And if you'd like to write me an email, those go to rick@sportsbyline.com. And you can go there, click listen live, hear the shows. At the end of the show, in fact, if you write in a request for a cheat code on an older game, we'll give that away as well. But the way the video game review works is me, the host, Rick, I'm a gamer like you. I don't make the games. I wouldn't know how to, but I can tell you after playing video games basically my whole life, what I like and what I don't like, and what's overhyped, underhyped. But everybody has their own cup of tea. I want to know what's good with you. What, you know, we're just being, starting to get hit in these holiday times, Black Friday coming up, a lot of new games that are out. Let's talk about what you like about them, what you don't like, what you're looking forward to, and maybe what we should avoid. And we'll do it together at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Works all over the North American continent. That's right. In Mexico, el país amigo, and Canada, happy abuta for sure, 1-800-878-PLAY. Around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Bowing down to the troops, listening on The Voice on AFN. I'm a fan of our military. Thanks for keeping us safe. I know you love the video games. It's a little bit of home cooking, wherever you might happen to be. Hopefully you got a PlayStation, an Xbox, Nintendo Switch. Heck, maybe you got a Dot Matrix Game Boy, whatever's getting you through the day. We appreciate you keeping us safe, holding the shield, and being brave so we don't have to be. Keep up the good work. Come home soon. Otherwise, listen to the show, the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, Apple Publications on your smartphone. Also, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network, Channel 2, and your cable provider, and 35 million homes. Get on the Twitter if you'd like, at Rick Tittle, as well as I enunciate my T's. We'll give away a brand new game at 40 after. I'll tell you what's new this week as well. And your calls, 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over the stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Are you interested in trading stocks as a way to generate extra monthly income? Then listen up. Before you waste time or money on another service, you really need to learn about the online trader community that everyone is talking about. This is the group that allows you to trade with their money. That's right. When you complete their training program, Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their own money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep up to 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund's trader development program is producing seriously amazing results. And as a special offer, today, they are allowing our listeners to get started for free. Just text the word BUZZ to 48542 to join Apiary's trading program now. Learn how to trade using their money, not your own. To get started, just text BUZZ to 48542. That's B-U-Z-Z to 48542 to join the Apiary trading community today. Text BUZZ to 48542. That's BUZZ to 48542.
You're watching the game when the doorbell rings and a delivery guy surprises you with a bucket of hot wings and a couple microbrews. Yeah, that's the feeling women get when they receive flowers for absolutely no reason. So when's the last time you sent her flowers? Just because you were thinking of her. And if she got your flowers tomorrow, what do you think her reaction might be? Well, you can times 10 that when you send flowers from the Books. You know the Books? We're the flower folks, with farms located on the side of a volcano that grow flowers as spectacular as she is. Books are cut from farms and delivered fresh to her, so they last. And you know every day she admires your flowers is another day you're a rock star. So send her Just Because flowers from the Books, with next day delivery. Yep, next day. And get ready to be the most thoughtful man on earth. Go to Books.com and enter HERO for your Thoughtful Guy 20% discount. Yeah, 20% off at Books.com and enter HERO, Books.com.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I am Rick Tittle, and it's great to have you with us, wherever you're listening, in this great land of ours, and so foreign lands. A lot of this show today, and as I said, coming up at 40 after, in less than 20 minutes, we'll give away a brand new game. Also let you know the new releases that'll be coming out. There's a huge game that's coming out for everybody this week as well. And we'll talk about all that. Coffee talk, no big whoop. But Fallout 76. Got my hands on it, and it wasn't as a laborious task as getting Red Dead 2, where I had to wait in line and get a number, and then the line stretched around the block, and then I thought I was deep in the line in the ninth position, and then I saw over 100 people. I realized I was actually near the front. Well, this is at a different GameStop now, but knowing that I could start receiving it at 8 p.m., I showed up at 6 p.m., and I said, do I need to get a number? And she goes, you know what? We can release it now. Servers aren't up till 9, but go ahead. And I was like, thank you. Now, I'm a guy who, I'm the type of guy, I love Fallout 4. I loved Fallout 3. Present tense, past tense, whichever one. I love those games. And Fallout 76, to me, is not as fun. That doesn't mean it's not a great game. It's just you have to love that world. And I've talked to a few people who said, why am I playing this game? It's just the same old stuff all over again. To a certain extent, that's true. It is kind of the same old stuff, but that's what I love. I love that same old stuff, and I think I'd be more disappointed if they completely changed it. Sometimes when a game changes, it changes for the better. Sometimes it doesn't. Like I remember when Mega Man, we need to take Mega Man out of its 8-bit roots, and then you had this gangly, weird thing, and here's what Mega Man looks like now, and I'm like, that's awful. Go back to the original Mega Man. But then I remember with the Zelda games on the GameCube with Wind Waker, we're going to go cel-shaded, this almost like animation style. And I'm like, no. And then I played it. And I'm like, wow, this is way better. So a change for the sake of change. Sometimes we resist change. A lot of times we resist change. But it's good. So, yeah, it's the same. And I like that. But the thing I really loved about Fallout 3 and especially Fallout 4 is that it was a solo game. You could build huge forts, bases, houses, man them with machine gun turrets and booby traps, and that would always be there. Now, in this game, yes, you can. There are some improvements, there's no doubt, like being able to move your main camp whenever you want. And right now, I've moved it once, and it cost me 6 caps. Now, so far, caps are harder to come by. It's I just got over 100 caps, and I feel rich. They're a little bit harder to come by. There's also some in-game currency as well, which you get by accomplishing things. And then you can go to a thing called a store, and I'm thinking, oh, the store is going to sell DLC. No, the store is just going to sell you different outfits and skins and colors and things like that. So as you make your way out of the original shelter, one thing I notice in my room is that there's a guitar, and if you play the guitar, it'll make you relaxed. Okay, I was actually on a bridge. I saw a banjo. It was the same thing. Didn't play dueling banjos, but still. That can relax you a little bit. But the thing is, there are other people. And as we heard, about 24 other people per server. And there are you can go pacifist mode if you want, which means you can't attack anybody and they can't attack you. You can also go in a sort of teammate mode where you're all going to work, you know, together, if everybody's in on that, and they'll put you in that kind of server. Or you can just play where somebody will attack you, and if you fight back, then it's on. Now, it was very upsetting to me that I got killed twice. And I was second level both times. The other times it was an 8 and a 9th level person. And what happens is I got shot, I turned around, and I immediately started attacking. It's just a knee-jerk reaction in life and in a video game. And then what I didn't realize is this guy had a shotgun and I had a machete. And had I taken a stim pack at the right time, the controllers are a little bit, you know, it was stuck in an animation. I actually would have won the fight. And then the fact that I lost really angered me. And then it says, do you want revenge? I'm like, yeah, I want revenge. And by the way, your bag of junk goes there. All your important things, your weapons, your armor, all the things you've accrued. Like, I've already got one bobblehead. Those things stay with you. But immediately the person who kills you picks up your junk. Now, you can go ahead. That person's called a murderer, and then there's a bounty over their head. Well, I had to leave, so when I came back on, there's no way I'm going to find that guy again. Somebody said, well, you're on a North American server. Maybe you will. I already forgot the name. But then there were some ghouls, because remember, if it's a person, that's somebody else playing. There were some ghouls that were down by this shack, and I threw a baseball grenade at them. And part of the blast hit the shack, and the shack was apparently somebody's house. And it said, destroying someone else's property. You are wanted. And there was caps on my head. And so even though somebody started shooting at me, and I didn't shoot back, it still was taking damage because I was wanted. So you can destroy property and then become wanted. And somebody was shooting me because they wanted to get the caps. So they had to drop on me. I let them get the first few shots off. And this dummy was wearing a full spaceman outfit, which you can buy. And so I felt even worse not fighting back because, you know, my first two damages, I'm just, you know, taking it right on the chin, thinking it wouldn't hurt because I'm not fighting back. And that guy killed me. So that put me pretty sour. And I thought, do I really want to keep playing this game if every time I play, I'm going to get killed? I hadn't built anything yet. It takes a while. Everything you have, and still to this day, yes, I have a bolt action short hunting rifle. I have a 10 millimeter semi-automatic pistol. I've got some pipe guns, but almost everything I use is a melee weapon. It's either a machete or it's a hatchet is what I'm using. Those are the most effective ones. Now, at range, if I can draw a bead on a ghoul, I'll shoot him a couple times with a hunting rifle. But I miss my spray and pray. In Fallout 4, if you ever bought it, I actually bought it off the roaming caravan from the girl named Cricket. Not Young and the Restless Cricket, but I bought it off Cricket, and it was a Tommy gun with a drum magazine, and it had exploding bullets, and I was basically impervious. And yeah, I had power armor that could see enemies, and I could jetpack. But the only way I could get killed in Fallout is if I shot the ground and the bullets were exploding at my feet and I was taking literally friendly fire for myself. So now you have to earn your play. You have to earn your day of leisure, as the Beatles would say. You have to earn your day in the sun. And I have to get to that point where I can start dominating. So when we come back from a break, I'm also going to tell you how I had a little bit of interaction with somebody else. Fallout 76 with Rick Tittle on the Video Game Review. Come on back.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reign Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network.
Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com
on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you and welcome back. Video Game Review. Lines are open across these contiguous 48, Mexico, Canada, also Hawaii and Alaska. Don't leave you out. Anyone listening on American Forces Radio Network on The Voice, 1-800-878-PLAY, 0800-878-7529. The Twitter is at Rick Tittle. That would be me. Coming up in the next segment, we'll give away a brand new game, as we always do. But the big release last week, still dipping my toe into Fallout 76. Now, I do have a job, unfortunately. got to pay the bills to get electricity to play the game. And working in broadcasting, especially sports broadcasting, sometimes it's usually working 7 days a week as well. So don't get to play as much as I would like. But as much as I have played, I'm up to level 8. And the way that you move up with your perk cards, and you can get a perk card pack. And I can tell you, it took me a while to understand what was going on. And I still think I maybe don't have it completely. It's kind of like the Electoral College. Try explaining that to foreigners when we don't even understand it here. So wait, the electoral, so we're not really electing the president? No, we're not. No, this was put into place so that dumb people like farmers in 1776 wouldn't actually be voting. And that's the way it is today? Yes. So we don't actually vote for president? Not really. Okay, I think I get it. Sounds great. But then again, I think of Bethesda, which makes the Fallout games, the same people that brought us Skyrim. And could I think of anything more complicated and weird and crazy than the skill trees that were constellations? Remember that? And there were so many different categories and so many different branches that you could go off and create these constellations and so many different categories. So not as many categories this time, but I do notice that I think with luck and intelligence, I finally played a card. And it will go up to, you have these certain cards, and then you can place them in, and maybe it'll say in your category like strength, 2. That means you can stack 2 1 cards. Or maybe if you want to upgrade your card, you'll make it a 2, so you can just play that. I have a Lone Wanderer perk card, which is an automatic 3, luckily in that category. I have that as a 3, so I just play that card. It's very weird. I wish they would have just did it like they did before. Because in Fallout 4, there was this genius system that looked like, remember, it looked like a sewer almost. And you went down one level and then the next. And at the top was a category. And you'd go down and you go down. And there was a star. And it was just about the easiest thing to understand. But no one's going to do the exact same thing. They think, oh, it's new and improved. Well, it's not horrible. I'm just finally starting to get it. What do I not like about it? Well, as I said, I really wish there weren't other people around. It's just kind of a nerve-wracking thing. And, you know, I was walking through somebody else's house, and I felt weird, almost like I was walking through somebody's house in real life when they're not there, a stranger. It's got a creepy feeling. Now, I did see, because on the map you can see where people are. You can't see them moving, but when you hit it, you can see where they are. And I happened to notice that I was in town, and all of a sudden, up, there was a girl running around. Now, for the first time in 3 meetings, this player was not trying to kill me. It was a girl running around. She went over to the stove one at a time, and she was cooking something. And then I realized that she wasn't trying to attack me. But I went over to her, and of course, she thinks I'm trying to kill her. And I think she finally realized that when I wasn't sprinting and I put away my weapons, that maybe I wasn't. She was still ignoring me when I got close enough. If I hold down triangle on my DualShock 4 for a little bit, it'll say attempt to trade. And so it says trade, and then it says waiting for whatever her name was to respond, and she didn't. Now, another thing I could have selected was join forces or request to join forces, and I'm like, nah, I don't want to play with her. That's fine. I didn't even have like an NPC follow me around like the super mutant, or I did have the dog for about 5 seconds in Fallout 3, and he went and got himself killed. What was his name? Dogmeat. You know, like, don't attack those super mutants. He went in and got killed. I'm like, what's the use? And I want to have him. But because you're not as strong, you know, I got this. And the other thing is that weapons can break. And there's a little meter showing you the health on your weapon. And also weapons that are of a higher level, you can't use it till you get to that level. I do not like that. That was one of the things. And the other faults I liked is that if you found a gun, you could use it no matter what level you were. And I thought that was more fair, because what that means is people of higher levels can be more dominant. I thought it was more fair the other way, even though you weren't going PvP. Another thing I don't like is the lock picking. It's just it's just such a monotonous thing. And if it's it says this takes a lock pick of two, and you're only a zero. So then I'm like a one. Okay, now you can pick this. One of those. This takes a lock picking skill of zero. I'm like, oh, I guess I can open it then. But see, in the other game, it would say this is a level, much higher, and you could try. You'd break a lot of bobby pins, but you had a chance. You know, it would still give you a chance. Now you don't even get a chance. Sorry, this is a two. Come back when you're a two, which I don't like. The thing that I hate, and this is the only thing that I really hate, and I mentioned this last week when I saw it, is that you have to eat and drink stuff. And to me, and then you think, well, it's a survival game. Every survival game does this. Well, the other Fallouts didn't do this. Now, it might say something like, you're parched, you might want to drink, but you didn't have to. This one, you go through fluids so fast. I don't know if you're sweating them out, you're wearing underwear you can depend on, or what. But you have to drink way more often than you might think. And then if you're not purifying water, you're taking in rads. One of the first missions is to learn how to purify water. It's kind of a monotonous thing. Go look for this corpse, because every person is a corpse now, and you're listening to these holotapes. Then, go down to the river, take some samples, go over to the mill, take some samples. Yes, now you can boil water, which is good to have that skill. But it still almost feels like it's kind of, like a tutorial type of thing. You also, I think, now what's an improvement is the Pip-Boy. Because the Pip-Boy now, instead of just pulling it up, and you can do it like that, but you can also have it come up on your HUD and be see-through. And you really have to do that because you can't pause anymore. As I was fighting, I was trying to get a grenade, switch my grenades, and it's like stuck on this screen, and it's just the responses. Now, I'm playing on a PS4. The responses just weren't working. But when I saw some Meyer lurks, they never seemed more scary. And luckily, I used some frag grenades, which worked a treat because those had damage of 150. Fast traveling, you can go back. We knew this before, but I thought you can go back to your camp for free. You can go back to Fallout 76 or some of your friends' bases. Otherwise, there's no fast traveling going on. I was also wondering about a stash box. And this turned out to be a little bit confusing. And I think I understand it. Well, where your camp is, you can store up to 400 junk in your camp. And it's just this little thing that unfolds, kind of like the old workbench. It's a lot smaller and it's portable. It unfolds. Then if you get a stash box, you can build it and you can put it anywhere you want and put stuff in it. And then that stuff is there. And that's good on the one hand because you don't have to, like the old game, warp back to your base, dump all your junk, and then warp back. In fact, you had to set up this elaborate communication thing with NPCs to have, remember the sort of relay points to get your junk at another base. So that's good. But as many as you put down, you don't expand it. So I actually put a stash box in my camp, which was superfluous because I already have something that holds 400. And no matter where you put a stash box, it has everything in your base camp. So if you put 400 worth of junk in it, you go the other side of the map, you put another stash box down. Well, that's good. You have access to all of it, but it's bad because you can't put anything in it. So what I've had to do is I go to things like cash registers and drawers and desks, and I store junk in that. And then I'm like, and that's up for grabs for anyone. Anybody can go buy now and steal all the junk. So then I finally started to build. And now that I'm building, it's starting to feel more like a Fallout game. I put down a floor. I put up some walls. I put up a staircase. I put up a log. The only thing is other people can come. So now, actually, my machine gun nests, and I have right now three turrets guarding my stuff, which is really nothing, but and one painting on the walls. That's guarding my stuff. And then I just have a sleeping bag on the floor. There are so many things that cannot be built yet. But I did see there's doors, and there's one thing you have to build. You have to arrow to the right. It's a little hard to find just to be able to put in the door. I don't know if I can lock that door or not. But if I can lock the door, I think somebody could probably pick it. I would imagine. I don't think these doors will lock, but this is something I'm going to have to find out. There are also public events as well saying, hey, everybody's down there killing these mutants. I went down there. I faced four waves of mutants at a farm. I killed all of them with a machete. And it said, hey, you did it. And then at a time it just popped up, hey, you never went. I never went? It's funny. If you're playing with friends, then, yeah, and you can share perks. I can see it. I'm not that social. I'm not that social. This is what I love about Fallout 76 or the Fallout games is that it was a pursuit on your own.
Now it's not.
Come on back.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Great to have you with us, my fellow gamers, my fellow American gamers, and around the world, of course, on American Forces Radio. It's 40 after. It's time to give away a brand new game. The way you win it is you send your answer to my email address, rick@sportsbyline.com.
What do you say? He hiccuped.
rick@sportsbyline.com. sportsbyline.com. The game is The Bard's Tale 4, Barrows Deep. For the PC, my question is, what would be, and this is my sort of customary standard question, you can't get it wrong. What would be a good title for the sequel of this game? This is The Bard's Tale 4, Barrows Deep. Let's see. The one before this was The Bard's Tale 3. This one is 4. So take a guess. This is developed and published by In Exile Entertainment. Rated T for teen. And it's a really weird mix of realism and surrealism and enchanting spells and environments and sort of turn-based RTS type of game. But that's what Bard's Tale is always about, this combat and how you set up your party. And, of course, Skara Brae, Brae meaning a hill in old times, a Scottish Skara Hill. Very beautiful worlds to loot. And you've got a selection of these sort of bardic songs used to uncover secrets and shortcuts. And you can hammer down walls and illuminate treasure chests and things like that. But the only thing about it is that you just sing every song until you get the one you want. So you absolutely need a high tolerance for puzzles to like this game, because there is an absurd number of brain twisters thrown at you. Sometimes it's just the very easy, like, dwarven gear doors. You know, it's like, okay. So if I put this position in 3-3-1 and the other one in 1-3-3, symmetrical, now it opens. And then you've got these horrifying, esoteric, runic combinations. It's basically, okay, learn Klingon and hieroglyphics and Sanskrit, ready, go. But, of course, it goes back to its roots, and that's just the old school, as I said, RTS, RPG. The long puzzle mazes might kind of detract from some of the combat, which, as I said, that kind of where it really shines. But if you, it's kind of a modern look into the sort of the classic RPG type of thing. Very streamlined character creations, though, skill systems and things like that. It's not my favorite, but I definitely respect this game because it's well made. And if you're into this is why I'm not a big turn-based type of guy. I like it in real time, even though I just talked about how frustrating it is when you have your Pip-Boy up in Fallout 76 and it's all in real time. But the question is, once again, send you our answers to my email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. The Bard's Tale 4, Barrows Deep, would be a good name for the sequel. Remember, available from In Exile Entertainment, and that's spelled I-N, small I-N, capital X-I-L-E, In Exile. All right, we'll get to the new games in just a second. But also this week, I mean, here we have some new games coming out, a very huge one here for everybody in a minute. I'll tell you. But Red Dead is just over a fortnight old, and I'm talking about 2 weeks, not the Battle Royale game. We had Call of Duty Black Ops 4, which we got to play for, a week before Red Dead came out. There's just, it's feast or famine. When it rains, it pours. And I said, I just wish one of these games would have been released over the summer when we had nothing new of note. But I got my hands, finally, on DayZ. DayZ, BB gun? No, DayZ. D-A-Y, capital Z. Now, you might know this. I have it for the PC. You might know this because it came out 5 years ago. And it was released on Windows and early access on Steam back in late 2013. And then it was in beta testing for 5 years, and I basically forgot about it. But this is from Bohemia Interactive, and of course Bohemia Interactive, as you might imagine, is in, of course, the Czech Republic, where Bohemia is. And it puts you in a post-survival, or I should say post-Soviet Union, kind of a survival game with zombies and other such things. This was a mod on Arma 2. Now, I played Arma 3, and the thing about Arma and Arma 2, Arma 3 is the realism. And that is, you have a map that is basically the size of this one, by the way, what is it? Oh, yeah, here it is, 225 square kilometers. That is in comparison as the size of your character. Let me say that again, 225 square miles. Now, what I remember from Arma 3 was that I walked forever, never saw anybody. I finally went to this airport. I climbed to the top of the control tower, and all of a sudden I saw a Jeep. Now, everybody in this game is somebody else. And I saw a Jeep coming towards the airport. So I immediately ducked. I laid on the floor, and I pointed my gun to where the door would open at the top of the control tower because I thought that guy noticed me, or I thought even if he didn't, he was going to go up to see if he could control a plane or something. And I basically laid there for a half hour waiting for the guy to come in, and he never did. And I thought, there must be some other game I could be playing right now. So you talk about trying to stay alive, eating and drinking. You can die. You're probably more apt to die of thirst and hunger in DayZ than you are by somebody else. It's just the way it is. And as it stands out, you have nothing. You have a road flare and a rag, literally. And you got to go into houses, barns, apartments. You start scavenging. As I said, if you don't have food and water, you die, which is realistic, but still. Is that fun? I mean, it would probably take a while for that to happen, but a wide range of melee weapons, not too many firearms, unfortunately, and not too many attachments like bipods and foregrips and telescopic sights and things like that. So the only major interaction in this game is gameplay. Now, I will say that the graphics look way better than it did before. But this is the other thing. You travel around in DayZ. You can get various medical supplies because not only are you can you get shot or starve, you can get cholera, dysentery, and hepatitis. And you can get that by drinking dirty water, eating rotten food, any of that stuff. And so if you don't get the medicine, you're going to start getting worse and worse. Also, if you start bleeding, you got to bandage it or you're going to bleed out. So this game includes a lot of public domain books through the maps for players to read. So you can do that as well. There are a couple of two-way radios and player-run radio stations, if you can believe that. But this was this this all came out in an announcement in 2012 that this Arma 2 game DayZ. This guy Dean Hall says that we're going to make a whole new mod off it, and now it's a game. It's also on the Xbox 360 as well. And I remember 5 years ago, this game won some awards. People really liked it, but I've been waiting for it to come back. And as I said, basically, and this wasn't nonstop beta testing, but it was basically 5 years of beta testing. Fantastic. All right, let's take a look at the new releases. And finally, I know some people had early access, but this Tuesday, everyone is going to be able to get their hands on Battlefield 5. And I'm a huge Battlefield guy. I love Battlefield 1. I love Battlefield 4. Wasn't a huge fan of Battlefield 3. Battlefield Bad Company 2, though, probably one of my favorite games of all time. So I did play the beta of Battlefield 5. It's going to take some getting used to, as with any game, but you'll find that on the PC, the PS4, the Xbox One as well, single player and multiplayer. Marvel Spider-Man Turf Wars on the PlayStation 4. This is the second chapter in the DLC of The City That Never Sleeps. PlayStation 4. Beat Saber. This is DLC as well on PSN. Beat Saber is a VR rhythm game. Slash the beats and perfectly fit into handcrafted songs. Warframe will be on the Nintendo Switch. Join the fight in this co-op focus shooter from Digital Extremes. Storm Boy, the game. Android, PS4, Xbox One, PC, Macintosh, and iPhone and Nintendo Switch. How about that? You can't avoid it. If you want it, you can get it. Storm Boy follows the adventures of the eponymous protagonist and his pelican companion, Mr. Percival. Jonathan Livingston Seagull? No. Wreckfest, Xbox One and PS4. From the creators of Flat Out comes Wreckfest, a smash-em-up destruction derby driving game. Flashback, 25th anniversary. This is on the Xbox One and the PS4. Conrad is back to save humanity from an invasion of alien morphs set on absorbing our minds. Great. And then one more game, ATV Drift and Tricks on the Switch. Abandon two-wheel dirt bikes in favor of a more intense, fun, and extreme racing experience in ATV Drift and Tricks. And just looking at the cover art in this game and seeing somebody on a quad, and I thought they were holding an axe, but they weren't. It's that whole fish-eyed lens type of look to it, which I think does work. But Battlefield 4, and as I said, you know, there's only so many hours in a day if you are lucky enough to play some of these games. And you're going to have to decide what you want. And for me, in all honesty, Red Dead's going to be third choice for me. It's probably going to be Battlefield 5, then Fallout, and then back to Red Dead. Red Dead, to me, is more like watching a movie. And then, you know, I wish that Fallout 76 was a one-player game. It's not, and I'm just starting to like it. As I said, in the beginning, it's hard because you're getting killed literally by other people in the game anyway, not literally. Now that I'm, you know, eighth level, I got a little more grasp on things. I'm building things. I just need to get a good gun. Once I get a good gun, I think in this game I'll feel a lot better about myself. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come on back with the cheat code on the other side. This is Rick Tittle on the Video Game Review.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, getting you ready to get back to 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk here on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio. It's time for the cheat code request. Send those in via email for an older game, and I'll do a little research. No development, but research. No R&D, just the R. Rick at sportsbyline.com. Email here is from James. James says, Rick, do you remember And One Street Ball on the PS2? How do I get the breakdowns and unlock everything? Well, I do remember that game. PS2, And One Street Ball. If you want all the breakdowns, go ahead and give it to me. Select cheat codes from the options menu and enter XX, circle, square, square, triangle, circle, triangle. Once again, for all the breakdowns, XX, circle, square, square, triangle, circle, triangle. And the other one is called the global unlock. I think that's what you mean. The global unlock is if you go to the options menu, cheat options, that is, and then you select triangle, triangle, XX, square, circle, square, circle. Once again, on the PS2 and One Street Ball. For everything, you can put in the cheat codes menu under options, triangle, triangle, XX, square, circle, square, circle. If you missed any of that, go ahead and just email me again, and I'll hit you up for shizzle, as the kids would say. During the week, if you have any video game question, comment, or concern I can help you out with here, I'm here for you. The doctor is in 24/7, and that's Rick at sportsbyline.com. Congratulations to the person who won the game. I don't know who it is yet. I got to check my email. Other than that, we will see you next week right here for another edition of the Video Game Review.